The Distillery, especially for the whiskey connoisseur.
There we go, especially for the whiskey connoisseur. And Sianda Nkuwana.
Yes, that's it.
Is that how I say it?
Perfect.
He's from Merriment and Company. Are we talking about Dubliner?
Yes. Today we'll be having a chat around Dubliner, Irish whiskey.
And we are giving away a Dubliner hamper.
A beautiful hamper. Very limited edition hamper. I don't even have that hamper.
Really? Which means that it's worth money. It's worth real money.
It's a very beautiful hamper, very limited edition. And
awesome.
I'm sure that whoever wins the hamper will enjoy the prize.
That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Dubliner.
Okay. The Dubliner is an Irish whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, we have different kinds of whiskey across the world. And it's important to always differentiate what a Scotch whiskey is.
Yeah, it's not
Irish
like
every.
Yeah, they're like a little touchy about which is Irish.
Yep.
And
even in the spelling. So the Dubliner Irish whiskey is an Irish whiskey, meaning it's been matured in Ireland, and it has been aged in Ireland and also bottled in Ireland. So that those are very important steps. When making a quality Irish whiskey like the Dubliner.
What are the tastes and the tones that we taste when we... Are we going to taste some?
We will definitely taste. I couldn't have come here without the liquid itself.
Because, yeah, 100%. Because irrespective of what whiskey it is, just whiskey smells like the weekend. I'm sorry, that's what it is. When I taste that first smell, it smells like the weekend.
And we are one day away from
it. Are you guys telling me that if you have a blind tasting, you are able to tell if a particular whiskey comes from... Scotland or one comes from Ireland?
Most likely, once you become a whiskey expert or spirit expert, you are able to differentiate Irish to Scotch whiskey to Amazing. Japanese whiskey. It's very tough though, but it does take a lot of learning over the years and a lot of trips to the distilleries themselves. Because the more time you spend with the master distillers, in the case of the Dubliner, our master distiller is John Drennan. So the more time you spend in the distillery in Ireland, the more you get to...
Have you been?
Not yet.
Okay.
We are making a trip in 2 months' time.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so it should be great. But I've been to Scotland many times and Ireland. Yeah.
Very nice. And out of the two countries, which one do you prefer?
I still love Ireland.
Yeah.
They both
Irish people are wonderful people. Actually, so are the Scots.
And it's an amazing place that makes lovely whiskey, like obviously like the Dubliner.
Yes.
So looking forward to that trip.
Who's got worse weather?
They're across the road from each other. One surely is better.
But I just wonder, because you know, whoever's got the worst weather, those are the ones who are going to spend more time brewing and distilling
and maturing.
Yeah.
So to answer the question of differentiating between the spirits and the whiskies, it's very tough. But with different bourbon casks, because we use different wood. For example, at the Dubliner, we use Kentucky bourbon oak casks. That means it's formerly used in America, and then we use our spirit in Ireland to mature the spirit in the bourbon casks. Mm. So those expressions give us a particular liquid, like a particular whiskey like the Dubliner, and then from there, the casks basically just determine... How the whiskey will look, the color, how the whiskey will smell, the nose, and how the whiskey will taste. That's what we'll be going through today.
Can you learn to love whiskey?
Yes, you can learn to love whiskey. Right, I'm answering your question. Can we do tasting? I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Is that we're going to run out of time.
Yes, definitely.
So
definitely.
We can organize a tasting, because I wanted to see if he can taste the apricots and the caramel.
And the hints of
mind you, just, and the floral elements.
Yes.
And the floral
and
elements,
the Kentucky
yeah.
wood.
And look out for the natural, though.
So in the meantime, I'll set up. Today we'll be tasting the Liberties Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
We'll be tasting Fenians and Irish liqueur, cream liqueur.
We'll
also be tasting...
A whiskey liqueur?
Fenians Irish cream liqueur. Okay?
Okay, but that's...
Okay, that's
Are you going to leave us with these bottles?
Hmm. Then we'll be tasting the Dubliner Irish whiskey.
Oh, that sounds
amazing. Also the Dubliner Irish liqueur.
What's in the hamper?
Okay, the hamper basically, it'll be a Dubliner hamper. We'll have the bottle itself. And limited edition Dubliner.
What's the age statement on it?
On Dubliner. So with Dubliner, you're looking at anything from 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Maturation.
Okay.
In the casks, of course. Yeah. And then we've also got the Dubliner honeycomb liqueur itself. So we'll also taste that. It's quite a lot we'll be tasting.
Tell me this does not
No, I'm ever. Just so impressed with you. The age statement.
Honey,
that's what happens when you go to Ireland and Scotland a few times. Okay, I'll set up in the meantime.
Are they all kosher, Kathy?
Whiskey's kosher.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure. I can drink it in Jules.
Brandy's not kosher. It's problematic to get kosher brandy because brandy is often distilled in old wine casks
that previously hold wine. But I can speak for the Dubliner and our brands. We'll be tasting. They are all kosher.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. There you go.
Because it's very important to me then.